Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. Our first guests are storytelling motivators and organizers with Mudrooms, Melissa Griffiths and Peter Moores. Welcome to the show, you two.
Thanks for having us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks.
Nice to have you here. All right, so Mudrooms tomorrow night, Tuesday, family fun.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody probably has a story about family fun, whether they mean it very genuinely or some maybe a little facetiously.
Absolutely. I'll be one of the speakers tomorrow night, and my story will be focusing on a homesteaded farm in the southeast corner of Kansas that came into my family's possession in about the 1850s. So that's about all I have for that. But it involves the time that I spent on the farm in the summer when I was teenage years and younger. So,
in case somebody hasn't heard of Mudrooms, Melissa, seven stories.
Yeah, so Mudrooms is a live storytelling event with community members coming in and sharing seven-minute stories. There are seven storytellers each time, and it's $7 to get in. And it starts at 7 p.m. You might notice a trend there.
I think I caught it. Something about 7.
Too bad. Yeah. Northern Light United Church isn't on 7th Street.
But it's on 11th, right?
Can we get them to move? I mean.
And it is indeed at Northern Light United Church down on, 11th, is it, in the Flats, Federal Flats? Yeah.
I think it's like 11th and B or C or something. Yeah. Don't listen to me.
This is the eighth season of Mudrooms, if I'm not mistaken, and they have raised over $100,000 to date, and the money from the Mudrooms go to local nonprofits. I'm here on behalf of Family Promise of Juneau, which is also the recipient of the first four Mudrooms this year. The next four will go to National Alliance of the Mentally Ill, and they'll be next.
We actually have one kind of oddball show. So our January show will that one show will go to Northern Light United Church for their elevator repair replacement fund. And then, yes, it'll be NAMI Juneau. But, yeah, this is our last show with Family Promise. So let's get a little recap of what Family Promise is doing.
Family Promise of Juneau has first of all, there's 200 affiliates across the nation that use the Family Promise model. And in Juneau, we are one of two in Alaska. The one that is outside of the Mat-Su area has been in operation for about 10 years or more. Our executive director is Shannon Fisher. I just wanted to mention her name because she is fantastic. We're extremely grateful and lucky to have her. She does an outstanding job for us. She's an attorney also from Kansas, oddly enough. Just has nothing to do with my story, but that's she's a Jayhawk. Family Promise will walk with families experiencing a housing crisis. Family Promise of Juneau presents an opportunity to serve our community in a unique way, and we currently have over 500 volunteers who contribute in one way or another. And Scott, you even mentioned before we went on that you've also been a volunteer with Family Promise of Juneau.
I have. I helped put together a dinner one night. It was very enjoyable here down at Salvation Army Church here in the Federal Flats.
And the basic model works this way. They're homeless, I should say, housing crisis families that are in need of and transitional mostly, and we try to get them into a more stable, housing environment. But in the meantime, it's a congregational effort of many different churches in Juneau who provide the housing at night and meals during the breakfast and a dinner meal. And then there's a day center at Chapel by the Lake where they can be during the day in case they don't have school or they don't have a job to go to. There's always a place to be for them. They also have a van where they drive them to and from the recipient congregational churches. So.
There are lots of nonprofit organizations in Juneau. Peter, what was it about Family Promise of Juneau that motivated you to join them?
I believe this town has definitely has a need to provide for those of housing. There's housing first. There's a lot of projects that have been successful. Yet we still have a lot of homeless people in this town. And Family Promise can't solve all the problems, but these are families without a home. So it's not just an individual. They're not serving a big segment of the housing and homeless folks in this town, but we do try to focus on the, you know, an entire family, or, you know, family has to be, you know, at least a child under 18 and one adult over 18 is the primary rule there.
Melissa, you're on the storyboard. It's probably kind of obvious, but how do you guys choose nonprofits to partner with like this?
So we have people submit an application to Mudrooms to be a beneficiary of the proceeds for the night. And then we have the incredibly hard task of choosing. And I think it's our favorite part is just saying, here's money. And our least favorite part is having to make that tough decision. But, you know, every year we come up with three worthy recipients, and Family Promise has been doing great work. And let me tell you, I can tell how good they are at what they do because they're really great volunteers for Mudrooms as well.
Absolutely.
And as Peter, you mentioned, Mudrooms has made over $100,000 for nonprofits here in the last eight seasons.
Yeah, it's been it's outstanding. And let's not forget the 4-7. $7 to get in. There's seven speakers. They got 7 minutes each, and it's – what's the last seven?
Oh, it's at 7 p.m.
7 p.m. There you go.
Yeah. So don't forget 7 p.m. And we're all Tuesdays this season. Yeah.
All right. So this is tomorrow night at Northern Light United Church, 7 p.m., $7, family fun. Peter Moores will be telling a story, and he's also a part of Family Promise of Juneau. Real quick preview of next month. How about?
So for tomorrow, I'll just tell you who the speakers are really quick because I think it's exciting.
Yeah.
So we've got Kate Buley, Peter Moores, of course. We've got Katie Bosler, Sylvia Madras, and you know what? It's cut off here, so I hope I got your name right. we have Kirsa Hughes-Scandies, and Dylan Harris and Mary Borthwick, and we'll have marimbas for music. So that's really exciting. And that the theme, again, is family fun. And come on, guys, it's going to be fun.
Sounds like it.
But one more thing. We are still looking for people for January. The theme is time and tide. And we need five storytellers still, I think.
Come
and
on
that's
out.
Kind of
a lot.
What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
So the best way to sign up to speak is to go to mudrooms.org, and we have a sign-up form, and you just enter in your information, and we will email you back and confirm and talk to you about if you need any help working on your story or anything like that.
And for more information on Family Promise of Juneau, check us out on Facebook.
Peter, it sounds like have you done some volunteering with Mudrooms as well?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
Well, other than this working with Family Promise and setting up chairs for the earlier ones, no, I have not. Although I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Cosgrove, great guy. He's been with the Mudrooms for a long time.
And what inspired you to tell a story tomorrow night?
You know, I think one of the pastor for Shepherd of the Valley Church is Terry. And she gave a speech earlier, and it's really not a speech. I'm sorry, it's a talk. And I thought, you know what, I can do that. And if you're out there, I think you can do that. Time and tide, just think about it and contact Mudrooms and put it out there. Give it a try. So,
and Melissa, what keeps you volunteering for Mudrooms? What's it about storytelling that appeals to you so much?
Well, I've always loved a good story. I've always been an avid reader. I listened to public radio all the time and was a reporter for a number of years. So Mudrooms was my way to continue participating in sharing Juneau's stories. And so how could I not?
All right. Sharing Juneau's stories tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at the Northern Light United Church. More information at mudrooms.org. Melissa, Peter, is there anything else we're missing?
I hope you come out, Scott.
All right. Thanks, you too.
They're there for your first year. They give you your first beer. When you get your heart broke, they're there for your worst year. Don't get you at all, but your apple don't fall too.